Friday afternoon, and with Johnny Clegg fading into the background, I welcome yet another guest to the studio, this time an old mate, Colin Mandel, marvellous dancer, and now involved in some very exciting work, dance work, but also, well, why don't you tell us about it? Welcome to the studio, welcome to the afternoon show.
Thank you, Dave, thanks very much.
So here we are talking about Inala, part of which involves dance and your particular interest. Before we get into Inala, let's talk about the Dance Cafe.
Okay, well, as you know, I arrived on the East Coast here in 3 years ago during COVID.
Great timing.
Yeah, great timing. So we had a dance business in Johannesburg. It was really big, been running for some 15 years. And obviously dance was one of the first victims of COVID. So we shut up shop. And we moved to where we always loved to live or wanted to live, which is the North Coast. And we arrived here. And as COVID lifted, we started rebuilding our business and just changed the model. Taught from home, taught from here, lifestyle, set up some great studios in FitPod. And we started here.
And it's going well.
It's going extremely well. Thanks in large part to people like yourselves and North Coast Courier and the local media.
And I see the latest iteration of the Dance Cafe is doing the Latino dance at the Peron Thursday.
Correct.
First Thursday of the month.
First Thursday has been a great success. We're on to our third in August. It will be our third first Thursday. And it's been packed. Can't get in.
Yeah, it's very, very popular. Have you ever considered doing it more than once a month?
Well, it's really up to lifestyle. But I'm sure, you know, the opportunities will come. But we're busy. We're busy most nights. We teach during the day at home. We teach in Durban. We teach in Westville. So it's been great. We've just created a new business.
Fantastic. And now this business is turning its attention to supporting the project that we mentioned earlier is called Inala. What is that?
So Inala was started by an incredible man. He's a lay preacher in Groutville. We've always had projects. We've always given back to the community. We've taught in the township areas, the rural areas. And so we looked, you know, and it took us a while. We came across a few projects, and this one just, you know, spoke to us straight away. This man does carpentry for the young men. He does sewing for the young women. He's got food gardens. He does feeding schemes. And we wanted to just share our dance knowledge with them. So we just started by going in and teaching dance.
Who did you teach dance to?
Whoever arrived, Dave. He's built a community center there. It's just literally a slab. I mean, they're still raising funds to finish it. So we teach on the slab. And literally from little kids to gogos, they all come. But what we've now done is given it some sort of structure where we teach mainly teenagers. And we've now managed the last 2 years to train them and take them to competitions. We raised some money last year, thanks to sponsors like Hollywood Bets and Rotary and the community, crowdfunding, and we managed to fund them to go to a national competition in Belcombe. They did incredibly well. We had a whole bunch of golds. And then we've just entered a raft of them here. We set up the first KwaZulu-Natal chapter of that dance comp, and we've just finished that. Also raised funds for that, and we're happy to say we've got a sponsor to take them to this next comp in Belcombe in October.
Wow, and who is that?
It's some private people.
Okay,
so
okay.
It's just people have just, they give us so much help, whether it's shoes or clothing, you know, food, feeding them, transport. You know, people want to get involved.
Generally, if there is something that is being well managed and you can trust that your assistance is going to the right source ultimately.
Correct. And the rand is going as a rand, not as 90 cents and 10 cents being skimmed off. So so part of our appeal is via Backer Buddy, which is a crowdfunding app, which is open to audit, and it's had clean audits. We've been very successful in using it as a leverage to raise funds, and people know where the funds are going, and it's very open and transparent. And as you say, people who know what it's going to and see the results, that's the most important thing.
And what is the need right now?
So the need right now, it's one of my passions and has been for a while, is gender cohesion. So we know that this continent is ravaged with gender-based violence. And without looking at it negatively, let's look at it positively. Dance is the most happy, participative, tactile way for a young boy and a young girl to engage. It's about shared space. It's about respect for personal space. I've danced all my life. It's the most wonderful way to engage with the opposite gender. And so we've taken this approach. I started it in Joburg before COVID. We had a project due to roll out just as COVID hit. So it's called In Touch. It's about being in touch. And obviously touch was not a good word during COVID,
yeah,
as you can imagine. So we were due to launch a pilot in Alex just before COVID. So that was put on the back burner, and now we've resuscitated it. And we're starting it this term at a primary school in Groutville, where we will take five of our young men that have been with us for the last year. So they've learned not only dance, but they've also learned social skills. They've learned how to engage. We're doing literacy courses with them on the side to up their skills. We're even doing neuro-linguistic programming with them to sort of create that sense of worth that is so lacking in poverty, just goes with poverty. And we're using dance as a way to soften that interaction between boys and girls.
It sounds incredible. And for anyone listening to this wanting to get involved with you, how can we help?
Okay, so obviously I've spoken about the crowdfunding, and this has been great, great success. I mean, people give 100 Rand, people have given 5,000 Rand. So Backer Buddy, which is an app, it's online, it's very easy. You can just go on, and it's called In Touch. And it's more than dance. It's about being in touch with one another. The payoff line is hands across the highway. And, you know, having lived here through the riots, and, you know, we know that there's this disparity between the left hand and the right hand side of the highway. And we believe that you've got to, you know, it's also a metaphor for dance, right? Hands across the highway. And we're bringing these young men across here to partner our students, who are mostly women. We're always short of guys, you know that. And they're able to now learn the social skills and engage with our students. And it's a huge success. They're at every Thursday night at Perron, every first Thursday. And they've just grown, Dave. You cannot believe. Their confidence has grown. Their articulation has grown. Their engagement, their social skills. It's just wonderful to see the development of these young people.
Yeah, I'm in conversation this afternoon with Colin Mandel from Dance Cafe, and the work that he's doing and his team is remarkable. Obviously bringing a lot of joy to those that are dancing for the love of it, and then with a social responsibility initiative and a Backer Buddy program called In Touch, they are making huge inroads into improving the lot of many young men and women that are being touched literally by hands across the highway. And if you'd like to be part of this marvelous initiative, then I suggest you hop on online and look up the Backer Buddy campaign called In Touch, and all the information, I'm sure, is written out quite clearly there. And you'll be able to donate some love, bottom line. You know, it's sometimes we bring it down to rands and cents because that's what we measure and use. But really, we understand that it is the love that you're giving, and most grateful to receive it as well. Colin, it sounds like you're extraordinarily involved in a whole range of things. Do you have any time for yourself these days?
When we have free time, Dave, we dance.
Well, there you go.
I know, it's funny, isn't it? It's my therapy. I do have another business. It's a virtual agency. So I used to do event marketing back in Joburg. It's now an online agency. So, I do have another job.
Yeah, and the arts generally, are they getting back on track after the awful decimation of COVID?
Yes, they are. You can't keep artists down. They're coming back. It's been long and tough. I know the Grahamstown Festival struggled this year. It's been a real battle. Obviously, the money. It's always about the sponsorship.
Well, you'd be keen to know that there's huge plans afoot to create a very similar initiative here. It started this year. It's called ZA Fest and is spearheaded by some very capable folk that have been involved in the National Arts Festival and the Hilton Arts Festival, and then local entrepreneurs as well that have an absolute passion for art and culture and bringing it into an area where there is a desire to support these things not everywhere, let's face it, is able to because times are tough. But luckily, the North Coast seems to be a real growth area, not only in terms of the obvious, but supporting the arts is something that I think is going to be very much in focus and certainly very much on trend here. So I'm sure Dance Cafe is going to be right at the front and center of that sort of movement. We look forward to hearing a lot more from you and Dance Cafe. And the Inala project, more strength, and hopefully you'll be able to persuade Patrick to pop in if he's keen to and spread a bit more info and to share a bit more.
I'd love to. This man is a saint. He's busy today. I invited him. He's busy fetching food from Woolworths as I speak. So he's got this whole system where he collects excess food from a lot of these retailers that are generous in giving food to the community. And he's feeding. He runs the orphanage feeding scheme. Half of our students are from the orphanage. Mm. So it's, you know, it's creating. And I just want to say one more thing is that this In Touch program, the idea is to roll it out nationally. There are 27,000 primary schools. This is the age where kids' behaviors are formed. And so our idea is that this is a pilot, but we will spread this to more and more schools and employ, and I think this is so important, we've already employed 5 young men to come and teach. They're now teaching for us. And there are another 5 or more, there are about 7 that they've trained. So it's creating the sustainability within the community. And hopefully we can employ them at schools doing this as curriculum. It's part of life orientation. So this is not, it's not about dance. Dance is purely the vehicle to, you know, to get in touch going. But it's really about young men and their empowerment and job creation, which is what this country desperately needs.
Yeah, and more strength to you. Marvelous. If you've missed the conversation because you've just tuned in and you're on the way home, never fear, it's going up as a podcast shortly after the show. And my very special guest Colin Mandel from Dance Cafe is supporting the Inala project. It'll all be, as I say, on the website, our website, or on our apps as under the Afternoon Show's podcast platform. But if you'd like to go to Back a Buddy, you can do that right now and look for the In Touch campaign. And there is your opportunity to get involved meaningfully. Colin, thanks so much for joining me on the Afternoon Show. Look forward to our next conversation.
Dave, always nice to talk to you. Thanks for the opportunity.
A great pleasure. The Afternoon Show continues with Pink.